Hi, I'm Christine Tournier. Welcome in Exploring Research, the podcast summarizing research in a nutshell to inspire your clinical practice.
Everybody talks differently, and stuttering is just a way of talking.
So I'm already like thinking ahead, and then people don't follow me.
For this first episode, I want to tell you about Hilda Sønsterud and her work on therapeutic alliance in stuttering and cluttering treatment. Who is Hilda? She's a speech and language therapist and a researcher in Norway. She works at Statped and Nord University as an associate professor. Hilda is also a certified European stuttering specialist, and she works primarily with treatment and clinical research related to stuttering and cluttering. She also runs workshops and courses and provides clinical practice within the field of stuttering and cluttering. Hilda is also an international representative for the International Cluttering Association. So, I want to tell you about two articles she published in 2019. In these articles, Hilda and her team explore the notion of working alliance. What is working alliance? This concept comes from the field of psychotherapy and was first developed by Edward Bordin at the end of the 70s. His definition of working alliance is the degree to which the therapy dyad is engaged in a collaborative, purposive work. He then goes further. This working alliance is based on three pillars. First is the emotional bond between the clinician and the client. The second one is the mutual agreement on therapy goals. And the third one is the fact that the therapist and the client consider the tasks as relevant. In Hilda Sønsterud's literature review, I spotted a meta-analysis about the correlation between the working alliance and treatment outcomes in psychotherapy. Delry et al. And Flückiger et al. Emphasize that, first, the therapist's variability has a greater impact on treatment outcomes than the client's variability. And second, some therapists develop stronger alliances with their clients and it has greater positive outcomes. What does it mean? In my opinion, this means our own flexibility as therapists is of greater impact, and spending time on reflecting how we are building this working alliance is highly valuable. What about Hilda's teamwork? In the article about the therapeutic alliance in stuttering, they did a multiple single-case design study with 18 adults who stutter, 15 men and 3 women. They were aged from 21 to 61 years. The mean age was 35. The participants received an 8-week treatment course with 4 sessions, 2.5 hours each. They did assessments 6 weeks and immediately before therapy, during therapy, and 6, 12, and 24 months after the end of therapy. What were the tools used for assessments? First, the Working Alliance Inventory, short version, published by Horvath and Greenberg in 1989. Second, they used the extended version of Client Preference for Stuttering Treatment, the CPSTE, the OASIS-A, overall assessment of the speaker's experience of stuttering, the Right and Air Stuttering Self-Rating Scale, the Hospital Anxiety and Depression Scale. And they also used other measures, including the client's level of satisfaction. So, what were the results of this research? The working alliance dimensions of mutual agreement on tasks and shared understanding are particularly important. These two aspects are supported by the stability and reliability of the bond between clinician and client. These dimensions were also correlated with anxiety reduction, stuttering severity measures, and avoidance. And last but not least, 6 months post-treatment, the most positive outcomes were observed in clients who viewed more positively the working alliance early in treatment. I want to add the finding that, quote, SLTs who are more responsive to their clients' individual characteristics facilitate positive treatment outcomes. The second article I wanted to talk about is about therapeutic alliance in cluttering. It's a preliminary reflection on the adaptation of this framework in cluttering therapy. Hilda Sundstern states that one challenge could be the differences in self-awareness for people who clutter, attentional issues and pragmatic competencies. She says a key question would be how and to what extent limited awareness and pragmatic breakdowns will impact the working alliance. She suggests one adaptation could be to postpone therapeutic alliance evaluation until later in the therapeutic process, in a moment when changes in self-awareness would help the client and therapist to better agree on goals and tasks. Another interesting question is whether the client's characteristics may have a greater influence on the success of therapy than the clinician's characteristics. She then advocates for the systematic use of tools to evaluate therapeutic alliance, among them the Working Alliance Inventory SR. When I read these articles, I was very excited to read a theoretical explanation of my lived experience with clients. I am now taking extra care of bonding with them from the first appointment. Doing so, I learned many things. I learned to drop my score sheets and postpone some questions. I learned to shut my mouth and listen more to my clients. I learned to drop my own expectations to put the ones of my clients first. And I learned to trust my own vulnerabilities. So, one quote to take away would be, the clinician's interpersonal style influences both the quality of the alliance and the therapeutic process. We believe that clinicians' attributes, such as flexibility, honesty, respect, trustworthiness, confidence, warmth, interest, and openness are relevant for SLTs working with people who clutter. This makes a lot of qualities and competencies, but surely it's pretty rich to explore. What about you? How do you bond with your clients?
Both the listener and the speaker have a role to play in effective communication.
Exploring Research is a podcast made by Christine Tournier. Music's from the Polish band Symetrio. At the beginning and at the end, voices of Yuri von Ormond, Felicia Pluim, and Michelle Swift. Many thanks to them. Please leave some comments and share your ideas of topics for other episodes on Instagram and Facebook account Exploration Stuttering and Cluttering. Bye!